Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come in.
Come in. Hey, Grandma, I brought a little bunny rabbit for you to have.
Rabbit?
Hey, Grandma, you almost forgot. Grandma, what big eyes you got.
Yeah, yeah, I know. All right, all right. Big eyes, yeah, I know. Goodbye, goodbye.
Hey, Grandma! That's an awfully big nose for you. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure, sure, I know. Thanks a lot. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bye, bye, bye.
Jeff, you have company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Is that right, Shep Smith?
Rock on, brother.
Shepard.
Right, Regis.
I better bring my rubbers.
Yeah, you better.
Here we go. Kind of a special day for us. We've already taken 100 calls.
Right? Amazing but true.
On today's show.
Mm-hmm.
The original goal was 300.
Right.
All right, it was a lofty goal.
It was a very lofty goal. Sometimes, well, hey, is there anything wrong with aiming high? Is there anything wrong with that? I don't think so.
No. I love doing that in the bedroom. I love doing that on this show.
Uh-huh.
We'll now continue with
that
phone calls.
Almost a little Larry there. Love doing that in the bedroom. Love doing that at home.
Love being Peter North. Love painting with my body oil,
you think
my
we...
body lotion, and fluids that come out of my body.
You think we can get to 200? Not a chance.
No, no way. No. They're going to get to 150?
Maybe.
Probably not. PROLLY? Probably not.
Probably.
Probably want a cracker? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi there. More calls.
How you doing, guys?
Because we care.
How are you?
Desperately.
Hey, I just wanted to say, Don, I love you, and I wanted to give you a new title. You are a kind, unbelievably nice talker, and I think everybody should refer to you as such, as a kind, unbelievably nice talker. And if they don't want to say
kind. Oh, dear. Yeah.
I understand kind, whatever it is. You're trying to spell the C word using a
kind, K. Kind, unbelievably nice
that,
talker.
Uh-huh. That gets dumbed out mm-hmm. even, yeah.
Even, was, with the, even when you do it crazy glue style.
It yeah. was good in the beginning.
Hello, yeah. Don and Mike Show. Oops, here we go. More of your calls. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. It's the All Callers Show.
Great. Can I talk to Donna Mike?
Well, they're very busy. Are you a longtime listener?
Yes.
Have you ever heard when someone calls and...
Yes, I have. And I have two questions for you.
Okay.
Very good.
That
bitch! Glad you figured it out.
Yes.
Okay. I have a couple of questions about some sound clips that you play.
Yes.
One of them is...
Watch out. There's a plane. There's a plane coming in.
Where did they come? Sorry about that. Where did they come from?
Rob.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, Rob will answer that.
Hello, dear.
What about the vagina?
Yes. Oh, what about that?
What about the vagina?
Yes, that comes from a movie called Kinsey. You can see that on HBO. Do you have cable or satellite?
Yes, we
yeah.
do.
Well, you can watch for the movie called Kinsey.
Kinsey. What we're doing
okay,
now.
Okay, and what...
We're making Rob be nice. TFN.
I'm sorry, come again?
With this caller.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know the tape of which you mean.
It's a guy screaming, thank you, Jesus.
That is also from the movie Kinsey.
Oh, okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Well, there has to be another question. I mean, we've had this time together.
Anything else?
Thank you, Rob.
Anything else, my dear?
That's all.
And you look lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, no, you
for
can't.
For calling.
Then you paused.
You know what?
You paused. He didn't. You failed. You failed with that pause.
You came.
And with that, I bring you delight.
You came.
It's a win-win.
So close.
I know. You didn't do it, though. You couldn't cut it.
I thought you two would jump in. I thought it was over.
It got nice there, and then you paused like you were dying to say something horribly cruel.
But I didn't.
Speaking for myself, I didn't jump in because I was waiting for you to go in with the final, you know.
Have a great day. Have a nice day.
Bit of love.
Perhaps next time.
Maybe next time.
Let's go again.
You did immediately. There was a part of you that was screaming to ask her what she likes for dessert.
Oh,
right?
You know what? I got a pain in my back right now from restraining what I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Are you positive that woman was a pig?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. He said it off the record.
That's true.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Yes, Radio God.
Welcome back to the extravaganza, the dazzling production known as the All Caller Show.
Well, I have a retarded friend who just recently got married and didn't seem to invite me. I've known him all my life. And personally, I'm starting to think that he's a fag. I'm just being
Now, wait a minute. I mean, you're throwing all these things out
Which is he, retarded or a fag?
Both.
Well, if you're throwing those words around about the guy, why do you want to go to his wedding? I mean, if you're hurling insults at him.
Mm-hmm. Well, to tell you the truth, I kind of wanted to bang his wife.
That's insult number three. This guy really has you mad. Are you mad because you didn't get invited to the wedding?
Yes.
Yeah. Is the guy retarded, really, or are you just calling him that way?
Because you're hurt.
Both, but he is mostly retarded.
What does he do for a living?
He works at a church for about $5 an hour. I think he just watches little kids.
Oh, goodbye. Oh, you're not giving a straight answer,
right,
no.
We got to the good part.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Lies. All lies. All lies.
Oh, speaking of little kids, should mention my grandson, Ethan.
Yes.
Here's the update. Here's the update. I don't think he's going to be saying the F word anymore.
Really? Why is that?
Because he spent over an hour last night, talk about a scene out of a movie, with a bar of soap in his mouth.
That's not fun.
Because what happened was, he's discovered the F word. If you didn't hear yesterday's show, he's 5 years old. He's precocious. Knows it's something he shouldn't say, but he keeps saying it all the time. And apparently after all of this scolding and parenting, he was walking down the hall and he stubbed his knee or something.
Oh, no.
And thought no one was around.
Oh, right.
And said, oh, F. And my daughter, his mom, said that that was it.
Yeah.
She put him in a corner and actually put a bar of Ivory soap in the kid's mouth.
Right out of a Christmas story.
Just like
for
a movie.
60 minutes.
Wow.
For 60 minutes.
Did you ever have that done to you?
Never.
Bar soap. You ever have it
never,
done to you?
Never. Not once.
Never.
You know, the threat worked with me. The threat was constantly made with me.
And last night, then, I was part of the big charade, and I didn't mind being on the bad guy's side, because
right.
We were on the phone last night, and she said, do you want to talk to Grandpa? And I don't hear anything, and she whispers, his lip is really quivering right now.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to Grandpa? Grandpa's very upset about you saying the F word. Grandpa's very upset.
No.
No.
Do you want to talk to Grandpa?
No.
She's, well, say something to Grandpa. Say just, and she holds the phone out, and all I hear, I swear to God, I hear him say, I don't like soap. That was it. I don't like soap.
I don't like soap.
Didn't say I don't like effing soap.
Well, so that's right. You just, I'm not eating any more of that effing soap.
Oh, and I also want to say another member of my family, my nephew Nick, we're having a goodbye party for him this weekend. He's joining the Air Force.
Ah.
So this is the last weekend before he's off into the wild blue yonder. Mm-hmm.
Safe trip and stay safe in there, Nick.
Yeah.
So we love you, Nick. We love you.
And thank you for your service to our country.
For God's sakes, if you've ever thought about writing our senators and asking them to give our soldiers more body armor.
This is the guy.
Do it now.
This is the time. He's not going to be flying anything, is he?
Not unless we get in an absolute, like, movie Independence Day worst-case situation where the president...
He's not going to be flying a plane because then it might be like Matthew McConaughey, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah, right? Hello, Don and Mike show. All caller show. Here we go. Back to your calls.
Yes, hi.
Sorry to monopolize the time.
Love to talk about one of Don's favorite radio markets, if I may, Rhode Island.
What about
I heard him ranting and raving one day and enjoyed the heck out of it. I grew up there.
And
what do you want from me on that?
Anything at all.
Rob.
Here we go. Correct. Good call, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Where did you grow up in Rhode Island?
Little town called Warren.
Warren, North that's in the north part of the state?
No, it's central.
Oh, central, near the capital, right?
Yeah, near, not too far.
You know, I think I've been there. Oh, I'm sorry, you go.
You're listening to Rob Has to Be Nice.
I suppose Don's interested in making any comment, huh?
No, but I'm interested in your thoughts. What's the best thing about Warren?
Yeah, that's... Its claim to fame is American Tourister. We used to call it.
Oh, the luggage. You know, yeah. I have an American Tourister bag at my house. It's brown. Yeah, it looks leather, but it's not.
We lovingly refer to it as Warren
College.
It's
killing Rob
to
be this nice to this guy.
Yeah, do you have luggage?
Two-suiter, you bet.
Wow, that's really nice. When's the last time you've traveled?
I'm traveling now, even as we speak.
Really, where did you start and where will you end?
Here's a challenge for you. Can you wind it up happily in 15 seconds?
And any sort of memory or reminiscences from Don.
You know what will be great, though? The trip will be nice, but it'll be really great when you get home. Drop us a line when you get there, okay?
Ciao for now.
Thanks so much for calling. Bye then.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You rock.
Rob Spiewak.
You made me happy. No, yeah. You know, I know you said that other thing
brought
me joy.
Rob Spiewak.
That brought me joy.
What a tool.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That brought me joy.
I want to tell you something. That is maybe.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
The greatest Nazi performance since Adolf Hitler.
Fabulous job.
Made those paintings of Pinocchio.
That's bad duty, man.
That brought us joy.
Tourister.
Fantastic.
So hard for Rob to be nice, and you did it like you would. If it was a bill collector or someone with business about the show or your kid's school.
Yeah, way to go, Mike Mussina. It's, you know, it's nice to be important.
Well,
more important to be nice.
It is indeed.
I'm going to go put soap in my mouth.
Did my heart good to see that.
Ouch.
I love that.
Ouch. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wade, this is my deal here.
Welcome back to the All Caller Show. Yeah, we like Fargo.
Yeah, you're a Fargo fan, sir?
I'm not Lebowski. You're Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Oh, you like that movie, too, The Big Lebowski. So you're quoting movie lines. What do you want us to do with that? You stain.
Oh, my.
Wait.
Wow. Now, why'd you go right to the mean?
I'm sorry. I wanted to counter Rob. I didn't want people to think for a second that that was going to be the regular treatment.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Good cop, bad cop.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there. Hey, it's your day.
Good afternoon.
The callers run the show. The inmates run the asylum on this Leap Year Friday. Mm-hmm. One flew over the cuckoo's nest. What, dumbass? I'm sorry. Yes. I did it, Mike.
It's hard not to when the guy won't talk. It's your turn. Go.
Hey, just
I guess you can't, can you?
What can we do for you? Try to form a sentence.
Remember when Bill O'Reilly got sued for sexual harassment?
I feel
for
like I'm
phone sex.
I feel like I'm back in school and I'm looking at that evolutionary chart where man starts, you know, as hunched over.
Right.
I'm looking way on the right hand side.
This is always the way it ends.
Quest for fire.
It always ends like this.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
With love.
Hi there. It's the all-caller show.
Hey!
All we've done is take calls today. We've got at least 60 seconds for you.
All right.
Dazzle us.
Just wanted to say thank you from the little brains in the Sacramento Valley. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. And for all the guys out there that aren't able to call and just listen to you every day, you are fantastic. And Mike, love you to death, man. Can't wait for the new show. You are the man. Buzz?
Yes, sir.
Hammer him. Hammer him, buddy.
Hammer him.
Hammer him.
I got my hammer.
Rob?
Rob,
my good buddy.
A message for you, Rob. Rob says yes.
Buddy, hang in there.
Where's the time on this guy?
Take care of your wife.
Time. He'll take care of her.
What, like chopped liver?
Yeah. Where's the greeting? Where's the retirement party thing? Where's the little farewell and enjoy the sunset?
It's okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
You ran out of time.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's going on, guys?
It's the All Caller Show.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Hey. Yeah, I used to eat a lot of soap as a kid. Kind of had a bad mouth, but what my mom would do, she liquid soap. Get in her hand and be all crappy and just jam in my mouth real quick and wipe it on my tongue. You cannot wipe that off. It's horrible.
That's like peppering, right?
The guy had a bad phone, yeah, but that probably is the way that the modern mom does it. You just put a little liquid soap and rub it on the kid's tongue, right?
The modern mom.
It's called saucing.
What Blair saucing, does. A hot saucing.
Hello there, Donna. I did say to my daughter, I said, did you please at least tell me, you took a picture of him. And she said, just on the cell phone. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so he wouldn't know.
Yes.
You know, with Ralphie's mom in A Christmas Story, isn't it like a big red soap? Is that like a red bar? Some red bar of soap.
Yeah, life boy. And I made sure that I asked Amy, I said, was it the big ass kind? She said, no, it's like a little travel size. She said, it's the one that you carry in the car.
Perfect.
And she
That'd
said,
be worse.
And she said that she made him sit in his little Green Bay Packer chair.
Mm-hmm. In the corner?
Yeah, in the corner.
I always thought with Ralphie's soap, with that big cake of soap, that his mouth is wide enough, you know, where you could probably avoid. If it's a small, you got all your taste buds on it, you know?
Yeah. Right. Hi, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Danny Mike. Hey, this is John McCain. And I would like
to. I brandish from Danny Mike.
What?
I'd like to make an announcement on your radio show today about my vice president, who I'm going to nominate. I think Pepino.
Hey, you mean your running mate? Senator?
Yeah, he's for vice president, Eddie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Sugar Babe and Little Luke, we're going to go in the jitney. We're going to go in the town.
How much time does this guy have, Rob?
All the time in the world.
Does he really?
That's a fine Walter Brennan impersonation.
You thank you very much, Sonny.
Everybody likes to do
oh,
it.
Oh, yes.
Here's Rob.
Take it, Rob.
Oh, did you hang up?
Hey, buddy.
Oh,
darn the luck.
He hung up.
Missed a
chance. Just hung up.
You know, it's a shame. He was really doing a great job of bringing all the characters back from, what was Walter Brennan's show?
I don't even
the
know.
Gentleman.
The Real McCoys.
The Real McCoys. Mm-hmm. That's it.
What a shame he didn't get a chance to chat with him longer.
Yeah. Maybe he could call back or during my weekend show.
That'll perhaps be another chance to be nice.
Yeah, I think we've only got one more segment left. That was bad management on the calls. Mm-hmm. How many calls did we take during that segment?
I think 10.
Was anybody counting?
Yeah, it was
10?
A small, a low count that
really
time.
Really, only 10? We're only up to 110?
Oh, boy, we're going to have to really hump next time.
All right, Mike, we're going to have to bang them out like we used to bang out girls in the old days.
You know.
We can do it.
You know, when you and I used to bang sisters, mothers, daughters, grandmothers, all of them at the same time?
Just, you know, do the radio show and then the rest of our time banging.
Okay, here we go. Last chance now.
Yeah.
And you'll never find us as open and ready to communicate as we are today.
That's true.
So don't F it up.
That's right, and we say good luck to you.
And we mean it.
Amen.
And keep eating.
KEC.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.